Thanks,
You're
Rachel.
welcome.
So we came back from the Sundance Film Festival, but they're just going to keep on going with that festival thing. All the big name premieres, they get all the ink, but it's the small features that really keep the spirit of the festival alive as Paris Hilton does her best to try to kill it. Now, far from the glitz and glamour of Hollywood, two filmmakers, brothers from Austin, Texas, premiered their feature-length debut they had at the festival. It was called Goliath. Okay, for the record, Goliath is a cat.
What?
Yeah, this cat, whose owner is a not-so-lovable loser who's going through a bitter divorce and is being demoted back to the stock room from his middle manager's perch.
We are going to need you to let Alvin go.
You mean to fire him?
And also, you could then fill in, taking over some of his duties on the floor. Would be great.
Well, that's not what I do. I mean, I'm above that. I mean, I don't I did that a long time ago, and well, that's just not my scene.
Sounds like a blues song.
Yeah. It's got a kind of an office space quality to it, this
Hmm.
movie. But, all this goes wrong for this guy. But when Goliath, his cat, goes missing, the lead character slowly goes berserk.
So that's the tipping point.
Yes, the unnamed lead is played by the writer and director of the movie, David Zellner. His brother Nathan, who produced and edited Goliath, is also in the film. We caught up with them in Park City and found out more about how and why they made a film about a man sent over the edge by a lost cat. What did you observe about people or about pets and people and their attachments that would be the thing that would send your lead character, which you play, by the way, or send that guy berserk?
We thought it would be kind of just an interesting crux to play with, and then just because we know people that have pets, and cats in particular, that are just fanatical about them, love them, and then it seems like there's such an extreme with cat lovers and cat haters, and it's not, and so you don't have. People don't have the universal compassion for the loss of a cat like they would even other, like a dog or other people. And so we just thought it'd be kind of interesting to play with him at the extreme end of that, and that is kind of what the last straw that kind of is holding his kind of fragile life together at that point in time.
One of the things that happens is he sort of loses his mind, and your character ends up in a huge fight with your character, Nathan. So, Nathan, I'm curious about what was it like to fight your brother on screen in that way? Also, considering the two of you have made this movie together.
Well, yeah, I guess with the fight scene, it's good that we're brothers. Because we can kind of, make or trust each other to do a little bit more than we would with another actor. We've done, in some of our other shorts, we've done more physical acting and humor and stuff like that. And it kind of trades off who is the one that gets the full, force.
Yeah, lots of. I don't know, for some reason, several of our shorts, stuff, we always end up trading blows. It just and one of us is more the punching bag than the other, and this one it's more of Nathan. And then just from being siblings, we've had our share
we've
of brawls, and so
matches.
We have it all down pat, and there's no hard feelings afterwards, so that's the good thing about it.
The film gets a lot of its humor from observations about. You don't really know what these guys do who work in the store. You're not really quite sure what they do, except that they have real potty mouths and fine lighting,
to say the least.
Lighting farts, or attempting to lighting farts funny. When you're writing these films, or do you keep a notebook of, I just saw that and that would be great in a movie? Or did you ascribe these characteristics to the characters, knowing, like, okay, that's a guy who would light his farts?
I think a mix of the two. I mean, with this, just yeah, hearing those sorts of things and not seeing those in other films, we kind of wanted to, I don't know, mix the absurd with the very realistic kind of atmosphere that we've been around at different points in time and have fun with it. And we also wanted to just kind of a, something we want to challenge ourselves with stripping down the kind of exposition to the bare essentials you needed to convey the story. And we originally, like, had, with the coworkers, we had a lot of scenes planned where you see them working, but what we ended up using in the film with just the banality of them sitting in a break room talking trash seemed much more interesting than setting up what they do beyond that. So.
Yeah, for people who haven't seen the film, the fella, the lead guy, Goliath's dad, gets sort of demoted and ends up in the stock room of something where guys wear blue jumpsuits and are just... They're rude. They're not even funny rude. They're just disgusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he ever engage in it? Why doesn't he ever... He just seems to feel he's above it.
He's above it. I mean, partly... I mean, I part of it is because... I don't know if it was a different atmosphere, if he would be like them. I mean, part of it... There's a snobbish element of it where... not so much what they're saying, but just that he's above that. And because he's demoted, he can't relate to that world, or he positions himself that way at least, so he wouldn't even begin to make any effort, and we thought that would add some humor to it too, just and further like alienate him.
Nathan, as you were working on the financing for the movie, how did people react when you said, okay, it's about a guy who loses his cat and goes berserk? What was the pitch?
You know, there's a love-hate relationship with cats, like what David said. And people really responded to that, and it's you know, it kind of hooked them into the story and got them, you know, in just one line, like, yeah, I know what it's like to love a cat, or I know what it's like to miss a cat or hate a cat, or I know people who are like this that drive me crazy, and it just really wasn't too hard, you know. They kind of had somebody in their life that they could associate, you know, that with already. So
also with some other projects we've done. They were similar in tone a little bit, and we always like to incorporate animals in one way or another, so that people were able to get on board easily because of that. So.
And it says this in the credits, no animals were harmed in the making of this movie, right?
Absolutely no animals.
Harmed with love.
Harmed with love. Tough love.
One of the images in Goliath, aside from Goliath the cat, that I don't think I'll forget is you... David, your character, running down the street with a power saw.
Yeah. It's a pole saw.
It's a pole saw, yeah. And you're sort of wearing it like a shoulder rocket. Yeah. Like you're supposed to be in Afghanistan with this thing. Do you own one of those? Is that yours?
We do now. That was part of the budget. But
how did it feel when you strapped it on? Did you have some sort of feeling of power?
Oh,
your character gets out of this thing.
Absolutely. For years, I'd seen them in Home Depot, and like a little kid looking at a toy or something. I wanted to play with it, and also I felt like it needed to be on film, and I hadn't seen one of those in a movie before, and it's a long spear. It looks like a spear with a chainsaw on the end of it, basically, and I just like that needs to be in a movie, and I was so glad to see it wasn't in a movie before we could use it, and so we incorporated it into the climax of the film. And in the process, it involved me, you know, running down the street flailing with it, and we got lots of nice response from passersby, but yes, it was very gratifying to swing that around. Yeah.
This is an obvious question, but Nathan, I'll start with you. What do you like about working with your brother?
We've just been doing this for a long time, since we were kids. We have a really similar sensibility. We kind of know what we are kind of want, and we agree a lot about what the style and the vision and what we're kind of going for. So it's really easy to get things done. It always helps
with
having
shorthand.
Yeah. And so it helps having two people that kind of know what they want, and when they differ, can figure out a way to make it work, and you know, to compromise. And
well, since we're siblings, if we disagree, which happens a good amount, we don't get bent out of shape over it, and we both have different strengths. He has a computer science degree, and I have a film degree. His is much more lucrative thus far, but I don't know. So I'm a little more on the creative side. He's a little more on the technical side, and so we're both able to bring different things to the table, and uh, it
yeah, it works out for the better that way.
What's your big hope for Goliath at Sundance?
Well, it'd be great to, we just finished it, you know, like within the past couple of weeks. So on one hand, I'm like really relieved that we, you know, it's all done. And we're really happy with it. I can honestly say we're really happy with how it came out, because we weren't, you know, we weren't, it was just kind of an experiment for us, so we weren't totally sure until we had it done. But I feel good about it. And if we can get any kind of distribution, that'd be awesome. And then also we just want to parlay it into getting, you know, bigger projects going and just keep making stuff. So that'd be the ideal situation.
David and Nathan Zellner, thanks for being with us. And hey, also good luck.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
That was our conversation with the Zellner brothers from Sundance Film Festival. You can see the trailer for their film Goliath on our website.
And you loved it?
I loved it. It's hilarious. Office Space, got to have that little weird sense of humor. But, you know, check out the trailer. You can decide for yourself.
Okay.